Just before we begin a very exciting topic tonight, and that is reading material on Shabbos, what should be avoided, what shouldn't be avoided, with very geschmack, we'll see where's Hashem. I just want to share with Einam a very geschmacker Chavetz Chaim that quotes a Gemara. I think it's a fascinating Gemara. Someone says about a Nozir, Hilchas Nozir, don't turn off because it's interesting. Chap, if a person says that I will be a Nozir on the day Mashiach comes, B'yom Sheben David Bo. What is the halacha? Imagine you get up and you say, Rabbi Yisai, bit of action today. I'm being a Nozir, Hareini Nozir B'yom Sheben David Bo. On the day that Mashiach comes.
Today.
What's the halacha? Says the Gemara in Erevin.
It's okay.
That he's also to drink wine, also B'yayin, every single day, because maybe today Mashiach will come. Rashi says, Dil Ma'asi, maybe he'll come. Shabbos is Mutar.
Why Shabbos
can't come then? Because Mashiach can't come.
He can't come on Shabbos.
Can't come on Shabbos.
Yes, he can.
At the moment, he's not planning on coming on Shabbos. So, this day in Gemara, in Mem Gimel, in Erev Mem Gimel.
When the last meeting, on the day he comes, meaning when he comes,
Okay, if he specifies, that's what he means, fine. But the Lashna Gemara that he uses is the day that he comes. Yeah, the day that he comes. And the Chofetz Chaim quotes this Gemara, and he says, look how he ties out with the parasha. He looks at the parasha, the whole conversation between Hashem, Avram, and Sorah. That Hashem says to Avram, you know, Sorah's going to have a child, and Avram believes Hashem. Sorah hears about it, and she giggles, she's not so keen about this, how's it going to happen, she doesn't understand. And then Hashem tells Avram, you know, that why didn't she believe me? Do not know that I can do anything? And then they start haggling with Sorah, that you should know, did you not believe in Hashem? And Sorah says, no, she was a bit nervous about it. So the Chofetz Chaim, why is the Torah going on about this conversation, which is seemingly, you know, what's in the gear to us? And the Chofetz Chaim tells us that Maisa of a similar bonim, that before Mashiach comes, we will be in the same situation. There will be people like Avram that really live Mashiach, that believe that Mashiach can come any day, and as the Chofetz Chaim lived, that Mashiach can't, he woke up in the morning and said he can't come today, just like, you know, you buy a car and you're told that the registration book is going to come, and from when the registration book comes, then you're able to drive the new car. So you wake up in the morning and you wait for the postman to come, and you have that hope. The Chofetz Chaim had that hope every day. So you'll have someone like Avram that not only did believe it, and he took it as a factual fact that Hashem can help him have a child. Whereas with Sarah, there was, although she knew B'yodia that Hashem could do everything, but it wasn't like, oh yes, straight out, off the cuff, yes, this is posh, this is straightforward. So the Chofetz Chaim has got his famous Lashon that he writes, and therefore he says that, Al-Kain Achai Vereai, we have to prepare ourselves for Mashiach to come. Kefir Chol Tahim B'Gemora, him B'Mishnah. He gives a whole very passionate speech about Mashiach coming, and he ties that with this week's parasha with the Gemara that says, Harini Nozi Ho'im Harini Nozi, B'Yim Sheben Dovid Bo, he has to be a Nozi every single day because maybe Mashiach will come that day. Okay, so let's move on to. Sorry?
He's got rather long hair.
Yeah. I wonder if before Shabbos he can do it, no?
It's not on the Shabbos.
Unless he says it's a Shabbos. Okay. Right, Rabbi Yisai, let's move over to this Indian. I think it's a fascinating Indian. You would have thought when you read reading material on Shabbos, you would have thought what should be the problem? You're not reading Devarim HaSurim, you're reading things which are mutar, interesting novel, interesting story, interesting happenings that happened. I want to just be makdim, a disclaimer, that anything that sounds a bit humble, you'll see in the end, if we wait a few minutes, you'll see that it ends up being very, very makel, the kulas. But it starts off being humble, and then we have to make our way with seeing that the kulas stretch very, very, very far. There's only about a few specific articles that we're referring to that the mice are a bit debatable, and that will come to the end. But let's be makdim with the Mishnah de Gemara. I think this Gemara just puts everything into perspective. Omar Rav Nachman, again it's one line, Omar Rav Nachman, do you know Rav Nachman's opinion was? Shabbos afternoon, if you want to learn Tehillim, you want to say Tehillim, you want to learn Mishli, you decide you want to have a Chavrusa, you want to learn Mishli. Rav Nechemya was of the opinion that it is Osa to learn Tehillim, Mishli, it's Osa to learn Kisvei HaKodesh.
What does that mean?
Mipnei Ma Omru Kisvei HaKodesh Ein Karim Bahem. You can't, if you go to knock on Nachman's door, Nechemya's door, you'll say no, you're not allowed to, and you grab a Mikrois Kedodes Tehillim, or learn Mishli, you'll say, no, it's Osa to learn on Shabbos. You're not allowed to learn Mishli on Shabbos. Why? Kadesh Yomo, so that people will say, Be Kisvei HaKodesh Ein Koyrin, if already you're not allowed to read Kisvei HaKodesh such as Ksuvim, Tehillim and Mishli, anything, Kol Shekein B'Shtori Hadiyotis, Kol Shekein Arachas Kama V'Kama, when it comes to other reading material, that should be a problem. Such a powerful Zog in Gemara. Now, we don't paskin out in the Chamiya. We are allowed to learn Mishli, and we should learn Mishli if you ask Ruvik the Midah, right? He says Mishli. And Tehillim is a Muridiga Sefer, but we don't pass the night of Nechemya, but the Musa part we do pass the night of Nechemya. To see that Taka Shtori Hadiotis are a problem, we'll discuss at detail what it means, what's going on. You have to understand, there's one thing on Shabbos, there's certain reading materials which are definitely a problem. And that means, if let's say you have bank statements, and you're discussing Shabbos afternoon about the bank statements, you're not sure some money came off your account, or it did come off the account, you're not sure about certain bank statements, or invoices, you've got invoices, are you allowed to read bank statements on Shabbos afternoon or not? Now, I think the owner will agree that you can't, but the shal is, why not?
Even if it makes you happy.
What about... unlike your bank statements, the last time bank statement made me happy was a long time ago. So, if you read the bank statement, right, what's the reason why it's a problem on Shabbos? Give me a reason why. It's a very interesting reason.
Maths.
Because you might come to alter and cross out certain figures. Now, I know when it comes to us with bank statements, we don't usually do that. We're not going to start arguing with the bank, right? If it says -1,000 pounds, right, you're not going to cross it off. But traditionally, it was always the case that a person has a sefer, a book, with all the cheshbonos, ins and outs, and then it's so typical, every day they could be doing this with the pen, with the ink, the good old days they used to rub out the thousands, and that's how they would deal with their book. And that was such a fear that a person's going to go to his book, of his shop or anything, even his household requirements, and he's going to cross off this, that I've got, this I have, this will end up being £50, This is a very normal thing. I know everything nowadays is very digital, and with the banks you're not going to start with, but it can happen. It's not so shkiach actually so much. But there's a kezira shema yichtoiv when it comes to shema yichtoiv, when it comes to regarding invoices, receipts, bank statements, checks, right? Now, also letters regarding one's business, there's also kezira shema yimchik. Okay, so we can say that's not going to affect me so much because I keep all my business things in my office and my study. It's not going to affect me. Let's leave all that aside. Okay, we understand that that's a problem. I haven't got a chesed in reading a check anyway. So what's the difference? What's the main argument? But I'll tell you what, it extends much, much further. There's another gezeira that Chazal had, and that is mimtzei chavtzecha. This is very interesting. Mimtzei chavtzecha is anything that you get involved in, that you're engaged to gather information that's going to lead you closer to do malacha, which is also on Shabbos. So let's say a person wants to buy a house, and he knows there's a house for sale, and he wants to have a viewing on Shabbos. What's wrong with the viewing? He's walking. He's not going in the car. It's in the Erev, but he's not carrying. He's walking. It's in the Tum, and he just wants to go and see the house. He'll go inside. He'll look outside. He'll go like this. Check. Make sure he's got everything he needs. What should be the problem on Shabbos? He's not signing anything, he's garnished, he's got his mask on him. What does he need? What's the issa? What taka is the issa? You're doing an action that you're gathering information to bring you closer, potentially, to doing a malacha of purchasing a house. Of doing something which is
on Shabbos.
Even though you're certainly not going to purchase a house now on Shabbos, it doesn't go so quick, it takes a month, right? Till completion, is certainly not going to do anything anywhere near Malacha now, but just the fact that you're involved and you're gathering information that's going to lead up to it, that itself involves the Issa of Mimsechatzacha.
So you're looking outside my back garden, I need to do my grass.
Oh, Now, there's a specific reason why I took the case of a viewing where you go inside against a maneuvering around, you go backwards and forwards. Yeah, but if you attack, let's say, a person just having a walk and he decides to walk around that street because he likes to see the house out from outside and he walks past and it's not noticeable, that's like okay. But it's anything which you're doing, which is noticeable, in such a case, which is noticeable, in certain cases, not. Now, when it comes to reading, we say that reading material, which is going to lead you to do malacha, is a problem, even if it's not noticeable. That's for your malacha. Now, Rabbi, so I think we're just going to confuse things. It's worth taking one thing at a time. Mimse chefsecha, I'll give you a moshul. If, let's say, a person, he bought a cupboard from IKEA. Now, you know the IKEA cupboards, it comes with an instruction book. And he didn't have time to do on Erev Shabbos, he didn't have time to set up the IKEA cupboards, or you bought swings, and yet you want to flick through the leaflet, the instructions, to see how to do that, so that on Motzei Shabbos you'll slowly sink in and you'll work out how to do on Motzei Shabbos. Is there any problem just casually reading the instructions? Is it Issa Mimze Chefzecha? Why? Because you're gathering information that's going to lead you to do malocha. Let's say you go to your friend's house and your friend's got, let's say, one of these Heimische directories for the number of your friend, or let's say you're in your own house, and Shabbos afternoon you want to know the number of your friend so that on Motzei Shabbos you're able to call him. Let's say, this is the case, right? These days everything is the number. You don't know numbers, you just know names, so everything's on the phone. But let's say you want to take into account the numbers. That's doing an action which is going to lead you to do malocha. There's so many cases really that it could be negated to. But Lamasha, all these sorts of things, right? Reading a do-it-yourself guide to anything that happens around your house, there's an issa to read it because it's getting you that much closer to doing a malacha. Okay, very nice. So let me ask you, you buy the paper, the weekly paper, and it says in one of the articles at the back, towards the back, the business ones, that Tesco, if you spend £80 on Tesco for the next month, for December, you'll be getting a reduction on your petrol. Right? So there's a whole article on reading that.
The same.
Reading that article, would the chayra involve the same issa as reading an instruction book? You have an instruction book, do you understand that reading an instruction book to put up your swings that you bought from IKEA, don't sell swings, the cupboards, that is going to be a problem of Mimse Chefzecha? Yes, because it's leading you to build a step closer to the building of your cupboards. So to over here. When you read the article that says Tesco, they're writing Tesco's will be now starting, that if you spend over £80, you get reduction on your pension. Right? This is going to get you closer to buying, anything to do with purchasing, on purchasing for Tesco. So reading that on Shabbos, will the Olam understand that this would be the same thing, very similar to your instructions of the IKEA. I think we can all understand that as well. Where it gets very tricky...
What was the recipe?
That's very, very important, Taka. Because for ladies, which are Taka, focused and they're looking out for a specific recipe, there could be an issue with reading recipes if they intend to do it. If they just intend to just build on their knowledge, so over time they can really chap how things work, fine, there's no issa, we'll see it. That's nichla and chokhma. You'll see there's loads of a tale. Again, it's going to sound very, very chomul. You'll see the end of it, there's many kula, like more kulas than chomul, but you'll see. I just want to show you where we're heading. We have to go about drama. You have to understand, we started off with invoices that we understand is a problem because you might come to rabbi. We're leaving them alone because it's not so common, right? Receipts, people don't read them. Lemaisa, those are a problem because you might rub out and write.
So because it's not common, is it okay?
It doesn't make it okay. I'm just saying I want to get more practical. The issa stays where it is. Then you have an issa of Mimse Chefzecha, of reading material, which you're gathering information that leads you to do malacha, which we discussed is reading instruction books, right, to make you build something. And who are in Tesco? If Tesco advertise or a bank advertise, you know, if you switch to here, then you'll get £250 or something, and you'll Taka intend to do that, then Taka, that'll be an issue to read that article, we can understand that. Where it gets tricky, well, let's say this, you know, it comes to the furlough scheme. Let's say in this week's paper, you see, in one of the papers it says, that you should know the furlough scheme due to the lockdown is going to continue throughout December. Let's say you read the whole article. That we can understand, that is relevant to Mimse Chefzecha. You're reading something that's going to give you more confidence, gather more information to go ahead with a claim and claim for the government the money that you deserve.
Is that the same as telling somebody? Is that the same thing?
Dabba Dabba is a whole separate union. And Simcha is a fair point. That's where it gets confusing. Dabba Dabba has got its own parasha. So, we are holding by Mimse Chefzecha where it's going to lead you to do malacha. now, you could read on the same paper an article that Tesco are now starting to invest in 50 extra stores across the UK. Would you be able to read that on Shabbos? Would that be included in the Issa Mimsechat? No, because it's not. You're not gathering information that's going to lead you to Umadah. You don't care whether Tesco, unless you've got major shares in there, I don't know. You don't care if Amazon plans to open a new shop. It's not really relevant to you so much. Maybe Amazon different. I don't know. It depends on Amazon Prime. It depends. Now, if the fact that Tesco plans to open another 50 stores, it makes no relevance to you. And the Chore, no shaykhs to you. So that should be okay to read on Shabbos without any problem at all. But Chazal was so scared that people are going to start mixing up. Well, that you can't read. You can't read the Tesco vouchers that's going to come, but you can read the fact that Tesco is investing. The government scheme that's going to last till December, you can't read because it's relevant to you. But the fact that, if let's say there's an article saying that the government spent £2 billion from the previous month, that you can read. People are going to get so confusing. It's going to get so confusing. About £2 billion.
Okay.
Amount of borrowed.
A menu.
That's coming. Menu's coming. We're going to see all. So it's taka amazing. So you can see all these cases. It's the Chazal said the line is too thin. What you can and can't read. So loads of different cases we can discuss that you can. Moshel, you know that in one of the papers you have an article of that's an idea.
Yes.
Some of that's an ideas, yeah? You can read now. A lot of that is going to say no good. Some of them you can read because they don't involve malacha. Achweis, you know, what stories to tell your children. I don't know anything. They don't involve malacha, so you can read those. And a lot of that is you can't read. Why can't you read? Because he's telling you how to take off a stain off your garment, which is the Issa of Malabon. He's telling you how to get rid of this thing, which is the Issa of Boina. So just in one article itself, you'll have certain articles that you... certain ideas that you can read, which don't involve malach, and certain that you can't. I think it brings out so well this that's an idea, right? You see, just in one, just you look at that's an idea this week, you'll see what I mean, how it's boiled. Therefore, Chazal said once and for all, you can't read stam material. It's called shtori hadiotas. We're making a universal issa of reading material on Shabbos. You can't read anything. Okay, this sounds quite bad. I already started off the shiur saying there's going to be many cooks. Now, there's many, there's three primary haterim. It's giving me a mini each, it's 57 already. Three primary haterim, can't stop it. Three primary haterim, which I believe most of the papers will be included in the haterim, leaving us with only a couple of problems. That's where it gets problematic, which we'll discuss as a mogul of Rome. Let's go back to Robert. You'll see like this. Heta number one is Kisvei HaKodesh. Kisvei HaKodesh is Judaism, right? Jewish learning. Anything Torah. Anything Torahic is included, is far removed from business. Only something which is similar to business, or something which is Torahic, that's obviously not included. And we'll see how far that extends in a minute, you'll see. And then number two is Chochmah. And number three is bodily requirements. And really, you can put most of the papers, including in all these three things. You'll see what I mean. When it comes to Torah, the Gezachon, it's obviously Sephorim is included, Jewish history is included. The person was very makel about this, invitations to chasnas and bar mitzvahs and all that. There used to be a chais amol. And the chais appeals for tzedakahs and all these things. And then you have a lot of articles of Jewish thought. You have a lot of opinions from him. And it's all relevant to a person's mind of how to deal with Yiddish hashkofas. Chais Rav Chaim Kinevsky has a Zog Hazoi, he says a Zog Hazoi. All these things are very, are Torah digger thoughts, these are going to be included. And also books and ideas which are mechazik, a person's emunah and the mechazik midas tovers. You should know even Goyisha books. There are some, believe it or not, there are Goyisha books out there which are mechazik and midas tovers, right? And Taka Rav Falk was very into it. He believed that certain, very only very certain books that Taka are mechazik, the person's midas tovers. And the Maisa, that could be included in all Torah Digger Zachan, that's Mechazika person, those things are going to be Mutter, which can include a lot of things. Now, when it comes to books of Chochmah, this is amazing. We're stuck in the middle of again. Okay, Rabbi, so we have to be Mamshach again. The Chochmah is a very, very geschmack. We'll have to discuss the boy in Yeshiva, the Boch in Yeshiva, that had a telescope, and all he wanted to do Shabbos afternoon was look in the telescope, and someone opposed a bit, and instead he had to read a novel, and that was there's a lot coming tomorrow, Mr. Chen. Tomorrow we'll get to the bottom of it. Thank you very much.